This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Quality young talent coming from the Nick and JP tree. Who knows? he's having a stroke, folks. In case you missed it, coming up.
I took the Sudafed in between the break.
You guys. In case we missed it, coming up in 40 minutes, we're going to get to Mock Me with AA in just a moment here. But PFF said the Browns' worst case scenario to come out of the draft is not drafting an offensive lineman. Do you agree?
I wonder if they regret that call after the Tevin Jenkins signing today.
That's interesting. Between Jenkins, Zinter, Whipler, Cornelius Lucas, they got a lot of bodies there. Problem is they don't have a lot of young bodies. I guess Zinter is. They don't have a lot of young bodies that have been productive, though, I guess is maybe my thing.
Yeah. We're pretty heavy at guard, though.
Unless
you think Zinner's absolutely trash, which you might, and that's
no,
okay.
No, I don't love that.
Are we getting rid of Wyatt Teller?
It wouldn't surprise me if post June 2nd, it just wouldn't surprise me because all of a sudden I don't even want to get into the cap ramifications.
But you are entering the final year with three of your five starters now. This is the last year they're on contract. They're starting to prepare for the future. So if you want to draft an offensive lineman, I'm not going to say no. But you can tell some of the moves they've made. They're very aware.
Give me either Gray Zabel at center or Jared Wilson, the kid out of Georgia.
Okay.
I think I'd rather a center, though. This no disrespect to Ethan Posick. He's been serviceable last year. I don't think it was his fault.
It's his last year on contract, too, so that's perfectly fine.
I actually think Ethan will have a bounce back year because I think he thrived because of the wide zone. So the fact they're going back to it, between center and one of the tackle spots, I need at least one of those spots addressed in the draft. And maybe a young developmental guy like late in the draft, like a 6th-round pick. We'll see what he is.
I'd be curious to know what the reaction would be if they actually did get rid of Wyatt Teller.
I think people would be upset.
He's like a fan favorite, but he's not. He's no Nick Chubb, obviously, but people really do like Wyatt Teller, and with good reason. He's been a great player.
Well, so I think it's that he's a great player.
He's great in the community.
I think he and his wife and his family have really embraced what it means to be a Browns. People count on those Christmas letters or the Christmas
cards.
Yeah. Every year. I think we need more of that, not less of that. I still don't know The Tevin Jenkins thing just doesn't feel like that guy should be a backup, but we'll see. Let's go ahead and get to, real quick. Do you agree that that's the worst case scenario for the Browns coming out of the draft?
Not getting an offensive lineman?
Yes.
No.
Is it just not drafting Shador?
Well, I mean, in my own personal hell, yeah, that would probably be it, yeah. But it's for all the reasons we just talked about with the linemen they have, though.
Let's get to mock me with...
I think not getting a running back would be my thing that I get really upset with.
I'd say a running back or a tight end.
I need them. Need is a strong word. I'm really banking on the idea they'll take a running back. It's somewhere between second, third, or fourth round.
I want one running back, double tight ends, and then everything else is negotiable in an offensive lineman, too. No big deal. Not that picky.
I like that you have a heavy offensive draft for somebody that's so defensive orientated. I like that you're a heavy offensive draft here, though.
As long as the number of that first round pick is a trade down to Mason Graham, we're feeling good.
Now is the time to discuss it, by the way. We never really circled around. We'll get to mock me in a second, I promise. But Baldy went pretty hard at your guy, Mason Graham, yesterday.
I haven't forgiven. You notice Brian Baldinger hasn't been on the show since then.
No, yeah, not since, since 420 yesterday.
Yeah, not since 420. And you know what? He's not going to be tomorrow either.
You showed him.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. He's not going to be on next week either.
There we go.
Because you talk about Mason Graham, there are consequences around these parts.
I mean, Baldy calling in. Can I come in tomorrow?
Actually, now I need to
be on.
You're
like, all right, yeah.
I think Kenneth Grant is actually going to be a really nice player, and it wouldn't surprise me if Kenneth Grant ended up being as good of a pro as Mason Graham. Mason Graham is a game wrecker, though. Now, if you think he's not going to be a game wrecking pass rusher, I can see the concern. I also don't think he has the first step that they want. Like Mike Hall, like look at the guys that they've, even Mo Hurst, in the wide nine, you want, they clearly value quick get off more than anybody. So I can understand maybe that's not Mason Graham. Understood. I still think Mason Graham's going to be a damn good defensive
tackle.
Might
be the only person I've heard that's basically called him overrated.
Don't love it. Didn't love it. And you know what, the week after that? No Baldy either. Two and a half week embargo on Baldinger. That's what happens when you talk about my guy, Mason Graham. It's still a little dirty to call a Michigan guy my guy. Let's get to Mock Me right now.
Nick and Jonathan Judge mock drafts all NFL offseason. It's time for this week's Mock Me.
And what does that mean? We're going to bring in AA. Sorry, I know we have another double. Anthony Alant in just a moment is going to help us out. It's his Virgin.
Lease is 10,000 miles per year with $32.99
due. Which...
It's that is classic Chevy and Menor, by the way.
Yeah, maiden
good people
voyage,
over there. I'll tell you more about them in like 10 minutes.
Said the word virgin, and Jeff Phelps just jumped out there.
That was Ted.
That was Ted. All right. Maybe I need to... Is there any way we can water down this NyQuil posting? but we're going to get to Anthony Alant in just a moment here. But you guys can send in your mock drafts. We'll read them alongside. We'll grade them alongside the pros. Anthony... At the end of this, we're also going to be giving you a grade for Mock Me as well. No pressure.
All right. Let's start it off with Daniel Jeremiah on NFL.com, whose mock draft came out on Tuesday. He has Abdul Carter going to Cleveland and the Giants taking Shador Sanders at 3. Steelers nab Jackson Dart with the 21st overall pick. Jeremiah kind of thinks that it'd be better for the Browns to take a second-tier quarterback. What say you guys?
All right, JP. So there's the likelihood this happens, which I would give like a B+. The Shador thing at 3... It'd just be weird if the Browns were like, I don't love him at 2, and then the Giants were like, we need him at 3. But I
think that's kind of the expected outcome now at this point, isn't it?
That seems to be one of the more expected outcomes. But Abdul at 2 feels like it's a 50-50 race right now. So from the whether I think it can happen, that's a B. Whether I'd want it to happen... I've always loved to know the second-round pick, but yeah, I'd give it an A on Abdul Carter.
I wish we had the second-round pick. I'll give it a B for whether it could happen. I'll give it a C for how I'd feel about
it. What would be the second-round pick after taking Abdul Carter at 2 that might get you to upgrade the overall mock?
Shador. And if not Shador, Hampton.
Okay. I thought you were just going to be like, if not Shador, Shador.
Shador. Hampton, right. I think Hampton would get me to up it. I love the, again, I've told you, I'm very high on running backs, and I'm very high on Hampton.
Right, we're circling the drain on Shador. If not Shador, definitely Shador. All right, what's up next?
All right, JP, you'll probably like this one.
Radio.
Yeah, that's okay.
We're
going to
dock you for that one.
We're going to
dock you for that one.
Yeah, we play Sounders in between.
forgot about that.
I also led you right to slaughter by saying, what's the next one? That's on me, buddy.
I followed like a horse to water. Ryan Roberts from A to Z Sports. He does have the Browns taking Shador at number two. The Browns then take Oregon offensive tackle John Connerly at 33. Iowa receiver Jalen Noel at 67. And Kansas State running back DJ Giddens at 94.
We've had Giddens pop up in a lot of these, by the way.
Between John Connerly and DJ Giddens, good. There's another. I'll give this a C plus. Hey, take a quarterback. I'll give you credit for that, even though it's not the quarterback I want. Connerly, man, if that dude's a left tackle, and I think in the wide zone, I really think he has a chance because
He
is incredibly athletic. I don't think we need a wide receiver in this one. That I'd probably start nitpicking there. And honestly, at 94 for the running back, Devin Neal, R.J. Harvey, Dylan Sampson, I've seen fall in a few mock drafts to that range. I'm not necessarily sold on the name. I do want somebody who is a multi-purpose back, though. So again, I'll give it a C plus.
I think it's an A because it's Shador, and we like that. I don't know how I feel about the Jalen Noel pick, though, out of Iowa State. Very, very fast. A lot of drops, though, Nick.
Well, when you have a chance to draft Anthony Schwartz twice.
I know. It just kind of reminds me of him. I know. It's not. He played all 4 years at Iowa State. He's very productive. Just a lot of drops that scares me a little bit.
Mock me.
Nick has no friends.
And now.
Our first submission from X comes to us from that guy in Cleveland. He has Cleveland trading up to number one for Abdul Carter. Jackson Dart then goes at 40, and local kid Harold Fannin at 93.
So that means you move back from 33, and you give up 67 to get Abdul Carter. I mean, we love Bonjour Bob.
We do. A little aggressive, by the way, with the tweet yesterday to Ken on my behalf, but I did like that he was on my behalf.
Oh, no. That's the appropriate amount of aggressiveness. Well done.
I think he said he wanted to fight him over me.
You know what?
That was a lot aggressive.
You know what? The mock draft, take it or leave it. I don't love trading up to one. I certainly don't like Jackson Dart at any pick unless it's like a fourth-round pick. I think he's way overhyped. Do like Harold Fannin Jr.
Yeah.
But Bonjour Bob had our back yesterday. This would be an A+.
He's going to get an A+ out of having our back. That's what that is. You have our back in that way. We're going to go ahead and appreciate that.
If the Browns traded up.
I would not be happy with this draft. With the draft
Carter,
now. I would not
JP
be happy with this.
JP will melt down on the spot, which is another reason to give it an A+, because I would like to see that.
What is my life going to look like if that one played out where then they took Jackson Dart as well? Oh, no.
It would really be.
Oh, no. I don't even want to think about it.
It'd be.
We don't have to take ourselves to those dark places right now.
Let's, you know what? Pull up out of that. All right.
Mock me.
I'm a fat boy.
And?
Tom McShay released his latest mock draft this morning. He has the Browns taking Shador, Cam Ward first overall, and then Jackson Dart
Who is this again?
Todd McShay.
Oh, okay. That's a reputable name. Okay, go ahead.
And the Giants taking Jackson Dart in the middle of the first round.
Oh, yeah. They traded back up. Because I read this morning. They traded back up from 34 to like 19 to get Jackson Dart. It'd be better if you got a. I thought we were going to get it because Tampa Bay traded down with New York, so for New York could come up for Jackson Dart. So McShay deked me out by having a 34 on there, so Bucks fans could get their first pick. He didn't have a 33. Didn't love that. C, senor.
Hey. Congratulations, Todd McShay.
Not an A+.
Well, all right, we can give it an A+. That's fine. I really am very supportive of Todd McShay and what he's been doing lately. I think he's really
carrying the torch.
I think he's really found his groove, is what I'll say. And it's nice to have such a reputable member of the draft community on the Shador side going to the Browns.
If you included him on the tweet with your Shador jersey, he might have to send out another tweet about how. As the LeBron James of draft analysts,
that's right.
Now rethinking his thoughts on Shador Sanders.
That is how that works.
Because he knows more football than you.
That is how that works.
That's one
and
way
he does.
To do that.
And he does know more football than me.
Mock me.
Give me more, fat man.
All right, second fan submission comes from Brian. He has.
Why'd you say Brian as if his name was like Cornelius?
I thought you were leading to like a Brian.
Brian?
Brian Timson or something like that.
Is it at least spelled with a Y instead of an I? Is that what you're going to tell us?
Yes.
Okay.
He has Cleveland taking Cam Ward at 2, Omarion Hampton at 36, and after trading back with the Jaguars, and then tight end Basin Taylor at 67, Xavier Restrepo at 94.
All right, I hate Restrepo. I don't want a wide receiver in this draft. But boy, howdy, you giving me the vapors, young man. Cam Ward, Omarion Hampton, and Mason Taylor, they might actually move the ball next year, guys.
This guy's name is Brady, by the way, not Brian. I don't know where you got Brian from.
My head.
All right, we're gonna put... Did you just make up a name?
Can you read? I mean, you went to Syracuse, so I don't know.
Can you read?
I mean, Brady and Brian are not similar.
You are the thesaurus guy, so we would. Now I can't even say it. You are the thesaurus guy. We don't.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Double pumped.
You never double pump.
We double
pump. You just never do. No, I mean, Cam Ward, Omarion Hampton, and Mason Taylor is awesome.
Very good.
I'm going to give it an A++.
A++ as well. I love this. That would be a fantastic draft for the Browns.
Mock me.
I am fat. Like, I had to breathe.
Chris Trepezzo also came out with a 3-round mock draft.
Whatever.
I say Trepezzo. I don't go Trepezzo. Oh. I don't change the I change the volume of my voice. I change the timbre, which I don't go Mickey Mouse on this bleep.
I'm sorry, Nick.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry, Nick.
Great job, Anthony.
Jackson
Dart.
Give us
the next one, friend.
Jackson Dart at 33. Travion Henderson at 67. Colorado State receiver Torrey Horton at 94.
All right, you're going to have to read it all over again.
This was Trepezzo. Did you say Trepezzo? Jackson Dart at 3?
At 33.
Oh, at 33. Sorry.
Who is the second pick again?
Travion Henderson, 67.
No, who was the second
one?
Who's
the second pick in the draft? That's
oh. I should have looked at that. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Wait. You gave us the second round pick?
You're such a character, man. You are unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
The most important part of the mock. He just didn't check it.
I'm calling it. I like you more than the Golden Corral
oh
now.
Oh, my God.
You're officially yeah. our guy.
Thumbs up.
That's it, right? You are officially
up.
Our guy. That was incredible.
Oh, my God. We will give you an alibi for certain dates in January after this. I really quite appreciate this. All right, one final one.
Mock me.
Wait, did he ever tell
no
us
friend.
Who... He tell us who number 2 was?
He doesn't know who it is.
You just flat out don't
know.
Know.
I'm sorry. I don't know. All right, Tom has the Browns.
Just move on. We don't, yeah. Tom, we don't Google it.
Is
we
it
just,
actually Tom,
we just move
or
on.
Is it?
Could be Todd. I don't know. Tom has the Browns trading back to 11 to take Shador. Mm-hmm. Defensive tackle Tyleek Williams at 33.
Uh-huh.
Gray Zabel, the offensive guard, at 34. Gray and Zabel. Running back Caleb Johnson at 50. 50.
I think we've hit the point where I've had too much NyQuil and I'm screwing with him too much. I'm sorry. This is on me. I will own all of this. I don't even remember. You said a trade down to 11 for Shador.
Yeah.
Tyleek Williams. There was another pick in there.
Caleb Johnson in there, the running
Caleb
back.
Caleb Johnson at 50. I'll give this a I give this a B minus. You do take Shador, but you move down. You get a lot more assets. Caleb Johnson is an Ohio kid, which I like even more.
Hamilton, Ohio.
Yeah, I'll give it a B minus.
I like it. We'll give it an A. I like the idea that you get Shador at 11. That's interesting. That means you obviously had some other picks in there. Or is that where we end up getting the second?
Yeah.
Second rounder?
Yeah. I think you pick up multiple extra picks with that.
Yeah, that's nice.
We like that quite a bit.
Yeah.
Let's see. Grade for AA.
I don't know about Caleb Johnson, though, but that's neither here nor there.
A grade for AA on his first ever. We're going to grade on a curve because it's his first ever mock me.
Well, you've shown me that I can never take you seriously in life. But within that, an A is great for you.
I'm going to give you an A as well. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah,
you're now
you
AAA.
You are our type of person.
You're now AAA because you've got an A, and your name is Anthony Alant, and this is not a good joke. So we're going to go to another segment. In 5 minutes, we're going to get best and worst up in this mother, and it involves the Browns on 92.3 The Fan.